I greet all of you very warmly in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I welcome you from near and far. I greet also all those who are joining us online, who are now seeing and listening. Yes, we have many brothers and sisters from many countries who are here today for a visit, and also ministering brethren. One could call them all by name. I just would like to welcome the brethren from Portugal for a visit. I would like to welcome them. There are a number of them who came. God bless you. I know there are brothers from South Africa and many other countries have come. May God bless you in our midst. Then many brothers were writing. Of course, to me, only the Portuguese-speaking brethren are writing. Brethren from Brazil gave me greetings, from Mozambique, from Angola, from Paraguay. We are grateful to God for all who are now hearing what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. And we are grateful that we still have the freedom to come before the Lord in such a way. And we are confident that the Lord will bless us tonight beyond asking, beyond understanding. We have heard already wonderful songs, and now we want to praise our Lord together. We start with song number 1. I want to sing of my Redeemer, of his wonderful love to me. Song number 1.
I want to sing of my Redeemer and his wondrous love to me. On the cross, on the suffered, on the curse to set me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, made the dead and made me free. Sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, made the dead and made me free. Sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt and made me free. Sing, oh sing of my Redeemer, with his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon, paid the debt, and made me free.
Amen. Amen. Oh, how wonderful. The power which is in the blood of Jesus. Oh, brothers and sisters, through it we are gathered at this place here. Through His grace, by His love, through His faithfulness. And what can we do but only to thank Him, to worship Him, to praise Him? Now, let us sing also song number 14, Showers of Blessing. Number 14. Showers of blessing.
There shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, oh that today they might fall. Now as to God we are confessing, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead.
Amen. Thank you. Yes, this is our inner longing that God would shower on us the fullness. May the God open the heaven, windows of heaven, and may it fall upon us. May we open our hearts and may we listen attentively what the Lord has to say to us. It's a great grace that we can live in this time. Yes, I would like to read us a word for the word of introduction from Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4. Afterward, Brother Alfred Borg will pray with us. Philippians 4, from verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. May God bless us. Praise and thanks. Please let us stand up for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that tonight we can be gathered at this place. We have come because we are hungry for your word, for what you have prepared for us tonight. We thank you for the wonderful word which we heard right now. Rejoice. Again, rejoice in the Lord always. Heavenly Father, may you help us so that we rejoice also tonight. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Help us, Lord. Be merciful to us. All our cares, all our problems, Lord, we lay them into your hands and we trust you that you will make all things well. Lord, we praise your name. We expect that you will bless us tonight beyond understanding and asking. Bless the lips of our brother. Guide him through your Spirit. Strengthen him to say what the Spirit has to say to the church tonight. For this reason, we are here, full of expectation, and we have full confidence that you will help us all to hear, to believe, and to do whatever you say to us. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Also this prayer request here, we lay it before you, Lord. Please, Lord, you know what it's all about. Come to your right by doing what you promised. Lord, have your own way in our midst. We don't know what we shall say, what we shall pray. But please lead us also in prayer so that we bring the things before you where your well-pleasing rests upon, what you promised and what you want to do. It's all our desire, Lord, tonight. Bless us together. Bless also the Lord's Supper, which we will celebrate together with you tonight. May really the heavens be opened above us, and may the showers of blessing really fall upon us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let us sing, Only Believe, Only Believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Amen. You may be seated. We are grateful to the Lord God with all our hearts for the grace that we can be gathered in His precious and holy name from so many nations and tongues. And we hope that all who cannot speak the German or English or the French language, that nevertheless, in their language, they can tune in with all their hearts, all the songs, all the choruses. It's just like that, that the believers worldwide have the same songs, and we can all tune in. Today, also for me, it's a special day. At the first weekend in October 1966, we had the first time a small international meeting. We had invited Brother Green. We had meetings in Brussels, in Rotterdam, in Krefeld. And for me, when I look back to the past 50 years, then together we may say, God has done great things in all peoples and tongues and nations. Also this I have reported before, that God has given grace to have His Word, His Holy Word, to have it preached as the last message into all the world. And when we see that today we have visit here from many countries, brothers and sisters, the spiritual hunger is here. And before we read the greetings, I would like to ask that all who are here from Canada, please stand up from Canada. All who have come from Canada. Where's the rest? All on the balcony. How many?
12.
12 brothers and sisters, and Brother Andre, we all know him. They are from Canada. They just were flying here to have part in these meetings.
God bless you in a very special way.
And all the others, doesn't matter where you are from, then from South Africa. Where is Brother Cecil? There is Brother Cecil. For the first time, he's in Europe. For the first time, he's here. May God bless you in a special way. Where is Brother Dr. Chihuahua? There he is, from Zimbabwe, from Harare. I knew the land, the country, when it was called Rhodesia, and the capital at that time was Salisbury. Today it's Zimbabwe, and the capital is called Harare. Also there, I look back many, many years, decades. God bless you. Whom else can we welcome? Also our brother John. Where is Brother John from Bucharest?
God bless you. God bless you.
Whom else have we got? From the various countries. Ministering brethren. The brother from Mozambique. Or from Angola. God bless you. God bless you. May God bless all. Then we have the brethren from Portugal. The brethren from Portugal. Where is our beloved brother? Oleg, where are you? God bless you. From Portugal. They have brought greetings from the Azores. From those who have heard God's word and who believe it with all their hearts. Then we have all together, we have here many from all over Europe. Where's the brother from the Iran? Where are you from Pakistan? Today we have four precious brothers. Who are coming from the Islam religion and who dedicated their lives to the Lord. God has crowned with grace those who believe. Then we have Brother Michael in our midst. God bless you in a very special way. Brother Etienne Genton, brethren who are just coming by plane to be here and to translate so that all the others in all their languages can hear the precious and holy word of God. What a grace to live in this time and to know by grace we know what God promised for us and wherein rests our faith. And when we have sung the first song and when we praised and glorified the name of our Lord, all the songs, all the hymns in all of Christianity do not glorify any man. Do not glorify any man. Not a Paul, not a Peter, not a John. They don't glorify a single man. All the glory belongs to the Lord Almighty, who has revealed himself to us in Jesus Christ, in which is the salvation of God and eternal life. Also this we have sung in the second song of the blood. The life is in the blood. When our Lord and Savior shed his blood, the blood of the new covenant, it is that the divine life which was in the blood was set free, and the same divine life came upon all who were redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and by this we received eternal life by grace. Also in our time, we don't glorify a prophet, also not Brother Branham. We thank God that we had that he has sent Peter, Paul, and the other apostles, but all the glory belongs just alone to the Lord Almighty. Now just briefly, quickly, the greetings from Tajikistan, from Brother Alexander, then greetings from Brother Mbie from Bujimai. Just think of it. Already on Friday night, more than 700 people were gathered, and today more than 2,000 people are gathered to attend these meetings. If we travel 300 kilometers, then it's already very good. But if they are coming 300 kilometers, then it's even a bigger, it's much better. And greetings from Brother Mwamba from Kolwezi. Greetings from Brother Kasadi from Lubumbashi. Greetings from Brother Kazimir and all the group from Poland. Greetings from Brother Pare. Greetings from the church in Abidjan. May God bless also our brother Jean Lambert, who translates. Then greetings from Brother Inodi from Orléans. Greetings. Once again from Montreal. And greetings from Cotonou, and greetings from the Ivory Coast. Brother Baumgartner from Switzerland is also sending greetings. Brother Müller from Germany is sending greetings. Brother Adi from Romania is sending greetings. Brother Ngonga is sending greetings. Brother Wendell Ellis from Edmonton is sending greetings. Brother Ziller from Argentina is sending greetings. Brother Solomon from Dublin is sending greetings. Brother Nyagi from Nairobi is sending greetings. And just quickly, Brother Ribeiro from Brazil. Then one brother, yes, Brother Mathusen is sending greetings. Then Brother Pabu from Johannesburg. Brother Nikolai from Bulgaria. Brother Kananga from South Africa. Brother Kubula from, I cannot read it properly. Then from Denver, Colorado. Then Brother Hervé Noël from Lyon. Brother Patrick from the Congo. And Brother Alexa from South Africa. Brother Lugunga from the Congo. Then Brother Israel from Burundi. Brother Motika from Johannesburg. Then Brother Forestieri and the whole church from Italy. Then greetings from Brother Nazir from Kinshasa. Greetings from Brother Joseph from Kinshasa. Then from Brother Daniel from the Congo. Brother Saleh, Ivory Coast. Brother Mashi from India. Brother Ferry, Hungary. All the brethren from Finland are also sending greetings. Brother Chauffeur is sending greetings. Brother Faustino, Bolivia, is sending greetings. Yes, all our precious brothers and sisters from Australia are also sending greetings. Brother and sister Anderson, and then from South Africa once again, and Brother Andreas Mehnert is sending greetings from Germany, once again from New Zealand, and Brother Bruce Kluth from Cape Town, and Brother Nicola
Milano,
and Brother Pedro from Goma, Brother Malamba from Zambia, and Brother Goodman, South Africa, Brother Nancy, or the brethren from Nancy are sending greetings. Brother Gerlando is sending greetings. Brother Kvalurme, Brother Victoria, and all those from Moldavia are sending greetings. Brother Chuma is sending greetings. Brother Leon from Abidjan is sending greetings. And Brother Bare from Burkina Faso is sending greetings. Then greetings from Zombor. These are special greetings here. They are inviting us to come. Then, once again, Brother Chivavanga. Then greetings from Norway, from the whole group there. And now, the last greetings now. Where they are coming from, I don't know myself. Yes, from Zambia. Lusaka, Zambia. Brothers and sisters, today is a special day. And firstly, I would like to ask Brother Tati, who accompanied me on my last missionary trip, please come and say us a few words. Then I ask Brother Cecil to come to say a few words. Where is Brother Arben? Then I would like to ask him to translate them. Where is Brother Arben? Is he in the house? Pardon? Yes, please come quickly.
In English, yes, just a few words. Yes, amen. Amen.
Yeah, we thank the Lord for the trip in Western Africa.
Wir danken dem Herrn für die Reise nach Westafrika.
We have been in two countries.
Wir waren in zwei Ländern.
Which are Burkina Faso and Nigeria.
Burkina Faso und Nigeria.
What I can say shortly that it was a triumphant march of the truth.
Ich kann in Kürze sagen, das war ein triumphierender Zug der Wahrheit.
In Ouagadougou people came, I would say 100 or 1000 people gathered.
In Ouagadougou waren hunderte oder tausende.
Yeah, 1000 people came.
Ungefähr 1000 Leute waren
to attend the meetings. And the presence of the Lord was really in our midst.
Und die Gegenwart des Herrn war in unserer Mitte.
And on the public meeting on the day of open arrival.
Und an dem Tag, wo wir ein offenes eine offene Versammlung hatten, an dem Tag,
we could
wo wir angekommen waren,
feel the inner longing of the people to hear the word of
da
God.
Da konnten wir wirklich fühlen, dass ein Hunger war im Volk, das Wort zu hören.
And also on the TV program on the following day.
Und am nächsten Tag gab es ein TV-Programm.
Where after the journalists, all of them after the interview came to Brother Frank because they wanted to be prayed for.
Kamen die Journalisten nach dem Interview, um dass man für sie beten würde.
And they gave their life just after the interview.
Und direkt nach dem Interview haben sie ihr Leben dem Herrn geweiht.
And then we went to Nigeria.
Und dann sind wir nach Nigeria geflogen.
In Lagos.
In Lagos.
Where also many people came.
Da kamen auch viele Leute zusammen.
And I will say, though the hardship of the life of people living there,
und auch wenn das Leben dort vielleicht ein bisschen schwieriger ist in Umständen nach,
those people believe really what is written.
Diese Leute glauben wirklich, was geschrieben steht.
That man shall not live by bread alone.
Dass ein Mensch nicht vom Brot allein lebt,
but by every word of God.
Sondern von jedem Wort Gottes.
And they receive the word of God with all their heart.
Und sie haben das Wort Gottes mit ganzem Herzen empfangen.
And what is amazing for me, the last day in Abuja, the capital of Nigeria. Nigeria.
Und was für mich besonders war, am letzten Tag in Abuja, der Hauptstadt.
At the end of the meeting, Brother Frank didn't call people front to give their life.
Hat Bruder Frank nicht einen Altarruf gemacht?
But still, all the place people knelt down, both the knees.
Aber trotzdem kamen viele Leute und beugten sogar ihre Knie.
We were just both of us standing up.
Und wir beide standen so.
And all the people cried.
Und das die ganze Volk weinte.
Really, we praise God for that.
Und wir danken Gott dafür.
And may God bless richly Brother Frank tonight.
Und möge Gott Bruder Frank besonders segnen heute Abend.
And as I've been told, there are many people watching this meeting.
Und mir wurde auch gesagt, dass es sehr viele Leute sind, die die Versammlung verfolgen.
Especially in Abidjan, I've been told.
In Abidjan wurde mir gesagt,
that they gather in Abidjan from many villages,
dass die von vielen Dörfern zusammenkommen,
to follow this meeting. The longing is high.
Um diese Versammlung zu verfolgen, weil das Verlangen groß ist.
And I hope we shall all rejoice at the end of this meeting.
Und ich hoffe, dass wir uns alle erfreuen werden an dieser Versammlung.
May God bless you.
Möge Gott uns alle segnen.
And thank you for your support, for your prayers.
Und wir danken für eure Unterstützung, eure Gebete.
Thank you.
Bye bye. God bless you. Yes. God bless you. Come in this near and God bless you. Just a few words of testimony. Yes. I bring you greetings from Pretoria, the church in Pretoria.
Ich bringe euch Grüße aus von der Gemeinde aus Pretoria, Südafrika.
And all the brethren in South Africa.
Und allen Geschwistern in Südafrika.
It is for us it is a real privilege.
Für uns ist es ein wahres Vorrecht.
That the Lord has allowed us to be part of this great work at the end time.
Dass wir einen Anteil haben dürfen an diesem Werk, das der Herr tut in dieser Zeit.
I'm standing here truly as a witness.
Und ich stehe hier als ein Zeuge.
Of the fulfillment of what was promised in the Word of God.
Von dem, was verheißen war im Worte Gottes.
That the gospel shall be preached even in the uttermost parts of the earth.
Dass das Evangelium vom Reich bis ans Ende der Welt gepredigt wird.
I'm here from the southern tip of Africa.
Ich bin von der sozusagen Südspitze Südafrikas, Afrikas hier.
And also we have received the grace from our.
Und auch wir haben die Gnade von Gott empfangen.
Thank you. God bless you.
Danke, Gott segne euch.
And Brother Chobaba, would you come just say a few words?
This is the man with whom I was together in Ethiopia.
Greetings to you, brethren from Zimbabwe.
Ich grüße euch, Geschwister aus Zimbabwe.
It is a great privilege for me to come here.
Für mich ist es ein großes Vorrecht, hierher zu kommen.
To be part of what God is doing today.
Und Anteil daran zu haben, was Gott heute tut.
I have no words to express the joy in my heart.
Ich kann nicht meine Freude Ausdruck geben, die ich im Herzen empfinde.
Yeah. That God has translated us from darkness.
Dass Gott uns von der Finsternis
into his marvelous light.
Sein wunderbares Licht gesetzt hat.
Yeah. I don't think just to say I don't think the servant of the Lord has ever been mistreated like he has been in my country.
Ich glaube, dass der Knecht des Herrn noch nie so schlecht behandelt wurde wie in meinem Land.
But by the grace of God,
aber durch die Gnade Gottes,
I am here as a witness.
Bin ich hier als Zeuge,
that God has shown mercy to my country.
Dass Gott Gnade meinem Volk, meinem Land Gnade geschenkt hat.
And back home, they are under great anticipation.
Und in Zimbabwe sind sie in großer Erwartung.
Because the servant of the Lord is coming.
Dass nämlich der Knecht des Herrn kommt.
Just next week.
Nächste Woche.
May God be praised and glorified forever.
Möge Gott gelobt und gepriesen sein für immer.
God bless you richly.
Gott segne euch alle.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Danke vielmals.
Thank you very much.
Ja.
Yes.
Der Bruder hat es eben schon.
The brother just mentioned it. Next week there shall be one of the greatest and
die meisten Städte einbeziehende
longest trip
stattfinden.
Be
jeden Tag.
Every day, 12 days. Every day.
Nächsten Tag wieder fliegen.
Taking off, landing, sermon. Next day, flying, landing, sermon. As long as God gives grace, we will do it. And we are grateful for all the opportunities, especially that the word now all over the earth can be heard, so that we not always have to travel so far. But to the Lord be the thanks. Tomorrow, God willing, we will call some brothers still who will say briefly some things. Now, today, let us now go into our word observation. There are really so many things which are happening now, also in Israel. And as Brother Branham has said, if you want to know how late it is, then look on your watch. If you want to know what kind of day of the week it is, then look into your calendar. But if you want to know how far time is spent, then watch Israel. And he really said, on the same day, 1946, when in the United Nations in San Francisco, when it was decided, on the same day, the angel of the Lord appeared to him, and he gave him the commission to preach the word of the Lord. And he was even told, as Moses were given two signs, so you are given two signs. And let us just say it briefly. The man who was buried yesterday, Shimon Peres, a man born in Poland in the midst of the 30s, he emigrated to Tel Aviv. And together with Ben Gurion, he was fighting underground, so that they are delivered from the British, and that they could have their own country. And he was there when Ben Gurion declared the State of Israel, 1948. The only thing they were honoring him now for the two-state solution. From 90 different countries, the high diplomats or the people from the governments, they were coming yesterday to give him the last honor. But what is written in Joel, chapter 3, that God, those who divided his country, he will go to war with them. Even Jews are making compromises, but God does not make any compromise. He will make all things well, and especially in the Old Testament. Let me read these two scriptures, especially from the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 11, Ezekiel 11, verse 17. Therefore, say, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where ye have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. And I will give you back the land of Israel. To this, We could read also Ezekiel 36, that then, when this happens, God will give a new heart and a new spirit. This did not take place until now. This will take place when the gathering is finished and when the church from the nations has experienced its completion. And then the salvation of God will go back to Israel, where it also began. It says in Ezekiel 36, let us just read verse 26, Ezekiel
36,
I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. We don't have to read on here. And we come straight to Matthew 24. And here are two verses which are following on each other. They are very important. Matthew 24. We have it in one verse, the statement that they will be gathered. And in the next verse, right in the next verse, that we should take heed when this happens. Matthew 24, verse 32. Now, learn a parable of the fig tree.
Das Gleichnis lernen. Und wer hier dieses Gleichnis lernen möchte,
and whoever would like to learn this parable must read Hosea chapter 9, verse 10, to know of what it is all about with this subject. Let us read once again of the fig tree. Learn a parable. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. And now comes the verse to which we have to pay attention, especially. So likewise, ye, who you see the fulfillment of what is written here, of what is reported here in Matthew 24, up to that the fig tree will putting forth leaves. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. All can speak about it, but who has learned the lesson of it? That we are living in the last generation. Who has heard of it? What God promised for the church. And let me say it in love here. From the very beginning, God has included the Gentiles into his plan of salvation. We don't have to thank the Jews. No, only God we have to thank, who has included all the Gentiles from the very beginning into his plan of salvation. To this, one just needs to read Isaiah 42 to know that from the very beginning, the whole plan of salvation of our God included also the Gentiles. Isaiah 42, verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mein elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the Gentiles. To the Gentiles. The beginning he made with Israel, and then the continuation with all the nations and tongues and nations. In Matthew 10, our Lord said, go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. In Matthew 28, our Lord says, therefore, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. One has to read all the scriptures which belong to one subject. And then here in Isaiah 49, we have it once again in verse 6. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Isaiah 49, verse 6. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Blessed and praised be the Lord, the Almighty God. And in Matthew chapter 12, our Lord repeated these words. Matthew chapter 12. And here we read from verse 17. Matthew 12 from verse 17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show, or he shall declare justice to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench, till he send forth justice unto victory. Hallelujah. Unto victory, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. How grateful we can be, brothers and sisters, that we have the Old and the New Testament. I wanted to use the term two testaments, one Bible. Two testaments, one Bible. God foretold what would happen with Israel, with the Gentiles. God foretold, especially what happened at the first coming of Christ. And God foretold what would happen before the return of Jesus Christ. And therefore, it is just so important, brothers and sisters, that we not only speak of what is now generally fulfilling a condition which is now on the earth, was never here before. Everything is out of control. What kind of meaning has marriage still? What kind of meaning has family still? What kind of meaning has society still? Everything is just Sodom and Gomorrah. Everything is incomprehensible. It was changed. But in the midst of them, in the midst of that, what is happening among the unbelievers, yet God has a chosen people who is hearkening to him and who is believing what he promised to us. And this we must emphasize time and again. And one brother told me, the brethren from Africa, they have said, tell Brother Frank that he should set forth the whole plan of salvation as he does it in other countries. But it's just like that, that in one meeting, one has to bring an overall view of the plan of salvation, because no other meeting will take place. One meeting here in this city, one meeting will be there, and everything must be said there. And the main thing concerns us who we are living now. What is the precise promise for our time? What has God said in his word? He said both. In Malachi chapter 4, I sent my messenger before me, and then our Lord confirmed it in Matthew 11 verse 10. This was the man, and John the Baptist knew who he is. In Matthew 1, he was asked, are you Elijah? He said, no, I'm not. Art thou the prophet? No, I'm not. Who are you then? And the answer in verse 23, I am the voice of him crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way for the Lord. Make straight his way. Brothers and sisters, every man of God knows what kind of commission he has to carry out. And if it is in connection with the plan of salvation, then it must be found in the Word of God. And so it was with our beloved Brother Branham, the most simple man who existed in Kentucky and later on in Indiana, the most simple man who went 8 years to school, and his grammar was a catastrophe. He said, sometimes it really hurt me. Yes, but God takes that what is nothing in the world to make them ashamed who want to be something. And brothers and sisters, this one can really say in every meeting, and one can put it upon a lampstand anew, whoever bypasses the promise which God has given for this time, whoever bypasses it, he bypasses God, and he bypasses, and on him God will bypass. How often, we said it here at this place, how often? God's promises remain. They do not stagger. How often we have said the true faith is anchored in the promises of God. How often we read from Galatians 4 verse 28, ye beloved brothers, as Isaac, the children of promise. How often we said it? children of promise believe the word of promise, and they see the word of promise in its fulfillment. And by the Spirit of God, they are led into all the truth. And by this, that Brother Branham has received the direct commission from the supernatural cloud, and Brother Branham said, the cloud came with a sound that even the people had to look up. As Brother Branham said, he was told, look up. And once again, it said, look up. And then from this supernatural light cloud, the words were spoken as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. So you are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. Sometimes one has to hear it with his own ears. And I have heard it 18 times, as Brother Branham emphasized it, that the angel of the Lord spoke these words with great power, as John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a promised prophet. He prepared a people for the Lord. John was that man, not the scribes and Pharisees, a man sent from God with the word of the hour, the fulfillment of the promise for that time. And in Luke 1, verse 16 and 17, to prepare a people for the Lord. What shall take place now, brothers and sisters? To the Lord must be prepared a people. The message is the revealed word of God and leads us into the will of God and lets us have part in that what God is doing right now. And that we got this word revealed, this is the best sign that God pardoned us. How often we said it here at this place, when Moses was speaking with God, what was it? If I have found grace in thy sight, then let me know thy ways. What is with us? If we found grace before God, then God lets us know his ways. And he leads us to the promises in his word, so that our faith is anchored therein. Also this, I have to say it again, I have to write it in a circular letter. Not Brother Branham was the forerunner. No, the message is still the forerunner today and is reaching the ends of the earth. One more thought from the book of Acts, chapter 3. Here we are told of what it's all about. Namely, in our time, Acts chapter 3, here we have the precise hint to that what would take place. I think the choir has sung the song of refreshing, and here it says, Acts chapter 3, we read from verse 18, but those things which God before had showed, he has so fulfilled. Before he had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he has so fulfilled. Amen. Thanks be to God. He has so fulfilled what God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets. namely that his Christ should suffer. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. And now comes also a very important verse, 21. Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. You see the emphasis in the New Testament in reference to the prophets of the Old Testament. And then the harmony of the Old and of the New Testament. For us, brothers and sisters, this verse is very important, namely verse 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Brothers and sisters, it's no good for any man to speak of the last message or to say, I believe this message. The conversion is at the beginning. Repentance, conversion, faith, so that our lives are dedicated to God, that we truly received the forgiveness of our sins, accepting it by faith, knowing in our hearts, I was lost, I was without hope, I was without God living in this world, but God pardoned me, he called me, I have come to him, and he has taken all sins away from me. As written in Psalms 103, who forgiveth thee all thy sins, who forgiveth thee all thy trespasses, who has redeemed your life from destruction, and who crowneth thee with mercy and loving kindness. May today all the newcomers, may all who didn't experience it yet personally, a conversion by repentance. What is repentance? To be sorry to have lived without God. Then we recognize, in the presence of God, we recognize what cannot stand in his sight. And then we come to the Lord and we bring him our lives and we receive the forgiveness by his grace. And then we can say, as sure as the sun standeth in the sky, so sure I, sinner, received forgiveness, as a German poem goes. That we just receive this assurance of salvation, that we know the Lord accepted me, that we know, as written, whoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. What is the opposite? The opposite is in all the religions. All the religions, they save themselves. Where is today preached, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? Where is preached today what is written in Luke 24, verse 47? That in his name forgiveness shall be preached to all nations. Where are today meetings where the full gospel is preached, the full salvation is preached? Everywhere, religious entertainment, thousands of programs. But God is not in these programs. God is in his word. And in his word, he has given us his promises. And therefore, we believe with all our hearts, as we have read here in Acts chapter
3,
he must remain in heaven until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. From the beginning of time, God already at the beginning, he could say what would happen at the end. But for us, who we love the word of God, it must be said like this. The love towards the word, the respect before the word. Here God speaks to us, not Paul, not Peter, not Moses. Here God speaks personally to us. And here we are told that our Lord will remain in heaven until the times of restoration of all things which God already has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets. And the first sermon which I heard of Brother Branham was from Joel chapter 3. I will restore unto you all the years of that what was lost. I will restore. And here in Matthew chapter 17, we have straight the answer which our Lord gave after the ministry of John the Baptist. By grace he gave this answer. Matthew chapter 17. And this verse is well known to all of us. Matthew chapter 17. Matthew 17, verse 11. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. Our Lord remains in heaven until the times of restoration of all things which was at the beginning, so that the end and the beginning will be the same, because our Lord is Alpha and Omega. What he did at the beginning, this he will do now at the end. And now, the mighty promise of our Lord. After the ministry of John the Baptist, he gives the answer, and he answered them, I don't need any other answer. To me, this answer of the Lord is sufficient, which he gave personally. And here it's written, he, our Lord, answered and said unto them, Elijah truly shall first come and restore all things. The same in Mark. Once again confirmed. Everything must be established on two or three witnesses. Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 12. And he answered and told them, not Peter, not Paul, not Matthew, not Luke. He, our Lord, answered and told them, Elijah verily cometh first and restoreth all things. Say amen. This is the fulfillment of the sending of the revealed word and will of God. God truly, he led us into his plan of salvation. And we all know that he will send the times of refreshing, that he will shake the heavens and the earth, and everything what he promised, this will take place. It must take place because God said it like this in his word. Let us summarize this part. We are living now. And we are grateful that the Lord has opened our eyes for that, that we see Bible prophecy in its fulfillment. Brothers and sisters, the most important is that we found grace in the sight of God. And that what he promised for this time, that we believe it, and that we are having part by grace in it. Everything else can be services, can be charismatic, can be everything. But where is God? God is in his word. And the true people of God are the children of God who are born again unto a living hope by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Brothers and sisters, just say it. Did the word have an impact in your life? Did you ever were overwhelmed of the word of God which he revealed to us? Or are we just listening and hearing a bit? Brothers and sisters, we must be overwhelmed. With us it must be said, as Luke 24, did not our hearts burn when he spoke with us? There must be a burning, there must be a gratefulness arising in us, that we just hear Amen on and then. In Africa one hears Amen, there one hears it. But important is that we really believe with all our hearts, that we tune in and that we experience personally what our Lord promised us in his word. Now, today, that's how we heard it. Today, we shall have the Lord's Supper. Let me just emphasize once again, the most important, what should happen in the plan of salvation, and what has happened in the plan of salvation, is the redemption by the blood of the Lamb of God, which was shed on the cross of Calvary. With this, it starts. With this, to the old man, to the old life is put an end. With this, a new life starts by his grace. Brothers and sisters, and this we believe with all our hearts and with all our souls. And whoever makes the parallel, whoever would like to read the parallel scriptures in the Old Testament, I think Exodus 4, Exodus 3, and all the course up to chapter 12, just read it 10 times in a row. Let my people go. Let my firstborn son go, that he may serve me. Let my people go. Time and again. But when did the Exodus happen? When did the Exodus happen? When the lamb was slaughtered and when the blood was applied to the doorposts. And the Lord had said, when I shall see the blood, I will pass over you. Not let my people go. The main point was the finished work of redemption. The blood of the Lamb had to be shed. And by this, the making of the covenant took place. And Moses sprinkled the book and the people with the blood. And therefore, in the German language, We say we are under the sprinkling of the blood. The redemption is not in the message. The redemption is in the blood. But all who received the redemption by the blood, they believe the message and they are sanctified in the word of God. The one belongs to the other. And if we are truly believers, then we receive the gift of God. Also in the New Testament, we have the precious scriptures, especially in Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 26, where our Lord himself spoke the words. Matthew 26, here it is verse 28, where the Lord himself said the meaning, concerning the meaning of the blood. Matthew 26, verse 28, and here it is written, for this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Forgiveness is not in the message. In the message is the introduction into the plan of salvation. The forgiveness is in the blood of the Lamb of God. And our Lord went with his own blood into the Holy of Holies and has laid it upon the mercy seat, and it speaks for us. And we may be set free. Then, in the other scriptures, in the New Testament, let us read the scripture from Hebrews, in which the Apostle Paul speaks very clearly, and he testified that the blood of the new covenant is in the Holy of Holies, and that the Lord is our advocate and that he will remain our advocate until the end. Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the most holy place, having obtained an eternal redemption for us. Praise be to the Lord God. Nothing may be added to it. Our Lord cried out on the cross, "It is finished." Please receive it. Also, you newcomers, brothers and sisters, I say it once again, the salvation is not in the message. The salvation is in the blood of the Lamb. Forgiveness, everything is in the blood of the Lamb. In the message is the understanding of the plan of salvation of our God, the introduction into all the promises of God. This is the introduction. But before we can be introduced, we must be there. And our Lord said it in Matthew 3. What is born of the flesh is flesh. And flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Ye must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, we must say it. And I tell you also why. As the bride of the Lamb, we must have an encounter with the bridegroom. We must have met our Lord and Savior first. We must have heard his word. We must have accepted his invitation. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls. And then in Hebrew, there is a rest for the people of God. And brothers and sisters, if we take all this together, the word, the blood, the spirit, there are three who testify. The word, the blood, and the spirit. The redeemed believe the word and receive the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth. And then we are not taught by men. Then we don't say, the prophet said this or that. Also this remark, please pardon me this remark. When people, what our beloved brother Branham said, if people put this higher than what the Bible says, then I really become very sad. The Word of God, the Holy Scripture, the Bible, is the absolute and last authority which was ever here on earth and which will be there forever. But what is it? Misunderstandings are just here. And the people don't go back to the Word, but interpret the statements. Let us say it very clearly. Without sanctification, no one shall see the Lord. Let us see it. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. Let us summarize, brothers and sisters. And then there's the mighty word concerning the redemption from Colossians chapter 1. It's really so mighty. In what kind of way the apostles described and emphasized the work of redemption, the deed. And here it's called the counsel of God. Here it's called the counsel of God. Colossians chapter 1, from verse 19. For it pleased the Father. It was God's counsel. German Bible. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Jesus Christ was God manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, taken up into glory, as written in Psalms 47. For it was God's counsel that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. An absolute reconciliation with God, with mankind, took place. We just need to receive it by faith and to really experience it personally. Then quickly, the word from Philippians, which we just heard for introduction. Philippians 4. Just very, very mighty. Philippians 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing. Yes, to whom one can say this? To whom? If you are full of problems, full of cares, day and night. But be honest.
meine Sorgen eingebracht.
What does it profit you? What do the problems profit you? They just weaken you. They weaken us bodily, yes.
But
we didn't solve anything by our own problems. Just trusting the Lord. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And when we do this, brothers and sisters, then also verse 7 will come to fulfillment. Then, when we put all our cares, all our problems, when we bring them before God in prayer, then verse 7 comes to fulfillment. Then the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Möge Gott sein teures und heiliges Wort an uns,
may God fulfill his holy word in us. May he bless us. And when I thought about it, that we will celebrate the Lord's Supper, then I was thinking on all our brothers and sisters who are living in the dispersion.
And
I almost wept. There are a couple of millions who not only heard, but who believe all over the earth, who believe, who are really longing to be here one day. They cannot be here, but God can be there where they are. God is everywhere. God is omnipresent. And all in all places can celebrate the Lord's Supper. In the days of the Bible, Paul was breaking the bread in some houses, not always in a public service, and in this connection nothing is said about the foot washing. Now concerning this evening, the suggestion, the proposal was made that we would just have the Lord's Supper tonight. With Brother Branham, it was both. And we also did both. But at this large number, one really doesn't know how to make it. One doesn't know how to do it. We believe that it belongs together. And Brother Branham even once said, if you cannot make the foot washing today, then you can make it tomorrow. But nevertheless, it belongs together. And we thank the Lord God that in all things we can agree with God. The Lord took a towel and he said, as I have washed your feet, so ye are ought to wash one another's feet. Today it's not going to be possible, but thanks be to the Lord, we believe it. We believe what the Holy Scripture has said, and we thank our Lord that we have seen again the redemption before our eyes, what happened by the blood. Let us read the scriptures to it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and also 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Here the Apostle Paul, in both chapters, he touched upon the kernel concerning the Lord's Supper. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Here we read from verse 16. 1 Corinthians 10 from verse 16. the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? The bread which we break, it's one bread. Our Lord gave his body to redeem the church, and his church makes up his body. By one Spirit we are baptized into one body. The redeemed are one in Christ Jesus, our Lord. The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? As sure as our Lord, also concerning the body, was bruised and as written, from Gethsemane to the cross, wearing the crown of thorns, and he was mocked and scoffed at. He helped others. Himself he cannot help. He helped us. He took upon himself our reproach, our sin, our curse. He put it upon himself, and he shed his holy and precious blood for us, the blood of the new covenant. Do you all receive it? Do you all believe it with all your heart? Then in chapter 11, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, here the man of God writes, for I delivered it, Paul didn't have the privilege to be with the Lord at the time. At that time, he was walking with Gamaliel at his feet. How often I was thinking about it. Oh, how this man must have thought that he, at the time where others were lying at the feet of Jesus, sitting at the feet of Jesus to hear his words, he was sitting at the feet of Gamaliel to receive religious teachings. But then the Lord revealed himself to him on the way to Damascus, and he could cry out, I am crucified with Christ. Now I live no longer, but Christ lives his life through me. And continues, verse 23, verse 21, verse 23, once again, 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Till he comes. Also, when we partake of the Lord's Supper today, the Lord's Supper remains valid until the Lord returns and until he takes us to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Also this thought now, it came to me. When I was thinking on all the brothers and sisters in the dispersion, although we cannot be at this place, all of us, yet we have the promise that at the Lord's Supper, at the marriage supper of the Lamb, there we will be all together in glory. And that's how it is written. His bride has made herself ready, and it was granted to her to be arrayed in white linen, clean and white. Then the verse of admonition, verse 27. Therefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let every man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Brothers and sisters, this we will do now, by faith, in the finished work of redemption, in the faith of the perfect forgiveness of our sins, according to the scripture which we mentioned before, who forgiveth thee all thy sins, who forgiveth thee all thy trespasses, and who healeth all thy diseases. We will examine ourselves in prayer. Please believe, the blood of the Lamb cleanses us. The blood of the Lamb purifies us from all sin, so that we can partake of the Lord's Supper by faith, in remembrance to that what happened for us on the cross of Calvary. The Lord's Supper is not for the forgiveness. The Lord's Supper reminds us to the forgiveness which happened for us on the cross of Calvary. Here no bread is transformed into the body of the Lord. Here no wine is transformed. Here are people who are by the power of the blood and who were transformed by the power of the blood. Not bread must be changed. Not wine must be changed. You and I must be changed on the deep inside, becoming new according to the scripture. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And all who think that if they make some crosses and saying a formula, that there is something changed, nothing was changed. Every priest can find out when he drinks the wine, it's wine. As before, the people, they make themselves something up, and all the multitudes are misled around the truth. Instead of telling the people the truth of the forgiveness and to put the blood of the Lamb of the covenant into the center and saying, we are redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and in remembrance we may partake of the Lord's Supper, in remembrance to the finished work of redemption. And Paul, who became a believer afterward, he said, what I received of the Lord, this I delivered unto you. To our God be the glory and the praise. Brothers and sisters, it's for you and for me. It happened with me and with us. It took place. And if we now stand up for prayer, then before we partake of the Lord's Supper, we pray. Let us stand up and let each one examine himself. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have become an example for us, Lord. You have said, take and eat of it. This is my body. This is one bread, Lord. So we are also one body, Lord, by your grace. Please, Lord, bless each one who partakes of this bread. Give grace. Yes, we remember your deed on the cross, Lord. We thank you. Please bless this bread and bless all who partake of it. We thank you for it and we praise you for it. The living and true God, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you, bless this cup and all who partake of it. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
Amen.